every day, get hundreds of phone calls. But I will confess, many times people don't get a chance to make their point. So we can have an open line. I'm gonna share some voices on my telephone, talking voice notes. There's a lot more, but we're gonna share a few this afternoon to you as we move along and continue to talk for the country. Or on behalf of some in the country. Let's listen to a few voices you might never hear on the telephone because we're so busy. Let's do this.
God is in control, not man. The spirit of manipulation in Dominica to manipulate the young people, manipulate the people of Dominica for them to stay in power is bad. Manipulating people are saying them, they give them a little 100 EC, a little 50 EC and think that is money. That's a spirit of poverty that come down to our fourth and fifth generation, a spirit of begging and having people them in poverty all the days of their life. The future of Dominica is the young people, the next generation. And the next generation going down to the dogs because of alcohol and drugs. All of them is power on the streets of Dominica. The government not seeing to build a facility to put these young people to learn trade. He will not do it because if he do it, the people will not depend on him. They will not depend on him. All of them will come brilliant. All of them will come in there, right? So he don't want to do that. So he want them to be slave, begging him all the time. Spirit of manipulation, you understand? But let me tell you something. When God taking record, don't think our God eyes not seeing. God eyes is seeing every good and bad, every evil. He's seeing it. He said the evil, he said the wicked shall perish. He's seeing everything. When God ready and he step in, and he said, let me tell you, I am the boss in that one. Let me tell you. Them same one there, power without God is no power at all. If you have power on your just man power, you will not stand. But power without God is power. So when God ready to backfire on them, I pray they're ready. Let me tell you something. God is good. God is good. All of them have to come down and all of them have to stand before that living God one of these days and give account. They want to stay in office. They want power, hungry for power. Power hungry. Let me tell you something. The money, what all the nations sent to help Dominicans, that is what he taking to build house for people. And people thinking he building house for them. That's a lie. It's money that was sent to Dominica to help Dominicans after the storm. But he building house, manipulating the people thinking, well, okay, is he building house? Negro man, see that have them there. But let me tell you, one of these good days, everything will go up in fire and in smoke. Everything will go up in fire. Everything has to go up in fire, don't worry. The evil that men do will live after them. The wicked shall perish, but the righteous shall flourish. Don't worry. God is good. Continue to pray for the land of Dominica. God not asleep. God is alive and well. And he reign. And he reign in his power. He reign in his power. And power only comes from above, not from man. Don't worry, my dear girl. Don't worry.
Gabe, made it. This is Paradlong, Gabe. Matt, do you know? We all know that the commission is covered or is protected by the constitution. No, the constitution made it in such a way that no one side should get advantage on the other. That is why they ask that they be independent. If it can be seen that the present commission is taking sides, can't a lawyer put in a case against the commission for failing to do the job as it is? If through an injunction you could do that. I believe you could ask a constitutional lawyer for an advice. So please ask the people. I will send and tell some of the politicians that, you know. But I would just like you to suggest that to them. And if they have to do it, they must do it now. They must do it now. Although we have a case coming up in September, which is pretty close to that. But the one about the commission not doing their work as the constitution framed the law to mean, somebody should be able to object to it. Don't you think so? Thank you.
Matt, I've been trying to get through. I can't, man. I think Mr. Burton was very calculated and those guys are deliberate. Because my point about this, you know that the country has a chance to go into chaos, but you are stalling on the reform. And then elections in Dominica is not constitutionally due until 2020. So how is Mr. Burton able to come up with the assertion that because of the lack of time, that they cannot go ahead and do the reform that the people requires?
For 2 years, therefore, we have had available to us the equipment, the technology, and the draft legislation, which would make it possible to introduce ID cards as part of the voting process, assist us in verifying the accuracy of the list of electors, and thereby go a long way in modernizing our electoral system in keeping with international standards and in a manner consistent with the recommendations of the election observers. It appears, however, that we have not had the political will to engage in the sober and reasonable type of discussion necessary to achieve compromise on the singular issue which appears to divide us. I am of the view that we cannot allow our nation to descend into chaos over the failure of those of us charged with the constitutional responsibility to resolve this issue in a civil and mature manner. Throughout the discussions on the introduction of the voter identification system, both at the commission level and in public discourse, I have made clear my view that unless we have had sufficient time to introduce the new system and to satisfy ourselves through proper testing that it is fully operational, I would not recommend that the system be used in any upcoming elections. I maintain this position. We have examples right here in our region of the dangers and the distrust which can emerge from any malfunctioning of the electoral system in the course of a general election.
It appears that this issue of electoral reform seemed to be dominating. And again, before that, you heard some voices, some concerns from individuals trying to get in but can't. I do apologize. Keep trying. Every line in here. It's occupied. You can go back and all the same. It's an open line this Friday, May 24th. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Matt, who has waited until this last hour to try to move this process forward? Who is it that has waited? The Electoral Commissioner. And he's been there for how many years? Why has he waited till now? And why is there such a lack of education about this whole electoral process? My other question is, do we need legislation to clean the voters' list? That's a question I want answered, Matt. Do we really need legislation to clean the voters' list? Or is that already in place? Does he already have that authority? And if he does, at least let us cleanse the voters' list. Let us cleanse it according to the law, that if you haven't been here for 5 years, and Matt, I've been saying this for 3 elections, you know, this process of, you need to nail down this process whereby it can be verified that you have not been in Dominica for 5 years. It should be an indication on your passport. It is very simple, Matt. If your passport shows that you have not been in Dominica for the past 5 years, you cannot be eligible to vote. Why not use the passport, since you must use it to come in and out? I've been saying so for several years. And they kind of ducked it and, oh, it's not in place and we cannot do it now. That was the same excuse last election and last election before that. Mr. Burton, put something in place to verify whether or not somebody has been to this country for the past 5 years. And another thing, Matt, we heard Tony Asavan talking about this thing about where even if you're in a different constituency, you can still vote. We need to nail that down. If it is not the law, it should become law. Once you change your address, if you move from one constituency to another, your status should change. You should not be living in one constituency and voting in another constituency. As long as your residence is in this constituency, this is the one you should vote in. That should be the law if it already isn't, Matt. You cannot be just voting where you were born and now you're living here for 50 years in Roseau and you're still voting in the country where you came from. I don't believe that's right. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, of course. The telephone calls continue to call in. It's a 119 is the afternoon time. But just speaking out loud, I noticed that both Mr. Wayne James and Hillary Schillingford were in the crowd, were in the audience. But maybe not allowed, if you will, to ask a question. I think they were disappointed that people were asking questions from that glass case. And the moderator was asking questions before to the panelists right there in this discussion. A lot of people are crying that down. It could be control, though. Open questions. Hello, talk to me. Hi. Yes.
Mm-hmm. My brethren, blessings to you. That is the way forward, Matt. You will be determined to or dictated to how you go about asking questions, how we go about asking on issues or questioning issues based on our democratic rights.
It seemed to be a trend, Blessings. I see that happening in some specific news conferences. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
The new way forward, Matt, is they will tell you how you exercise your democratic rights. What is your limitation, Matt? Because it's pure restrictions. Let me tell Mr. Burton, they have already deliberately created a chaotic situation by opening up Dominica to the Chinese and the Haitians, where there is unlimited entrance. It is like an invasion or infestation, Matt, of foreigners into Dominica. There is already a chaotic situation, but to him, it is not. But what would be chaotic for Mr. Burton is to have electoral reform. And Matt, all by himself, Matt, unilaterally, he can tell us, Matt, we are not going to implement cleaning up of the voters list and issuance of ID cards for voting.
Mm-hmm.
So, Matt, I have seen many gods rise up in Dominica. Matt, I have many. I have a name for all of them, but I will choose which God to worship. And I will not worship the Alex Boyd and the Rayburn Blackmon, the Roosevelt Skerritt. But God, another God has just arisen. Gerald Burton. And within the Constitution or the democratic process will tell us, I, as the chairman of the Electoral Commission, will not advise the government, Matt, and is supposedly being independent and operating on the behalf of the people. He said, I, not the Electoral Commission. You have on the government side, you have on the opposition side. I thought there's supposed to be some consultation, some commonality in the decision met having to do with moving forward. But the brother can tell you so boldly with all the millions, I am another God who have arisen, and I will tell you on what grounds you will exercise your democratic rights, and I am not going to give you electoral reform. But you better contain yourself, because we have the guns. So he jumped on the side of the government now. So he talking about we with all this legal this and legal that should not allow our country to plunge into chaos. Matt, the man is talking so plain, and I respect Alex. He's being bluntly diplomatic, but I'm just being naked with the truth, Matt. The brother have joined the oppressors and telling us you will remain oppressed because I refuse to accommodate you, not where I'm making all my millions. So you, Mr. Burton, sit in your comfort zone. It is just a matter of time. Matt, thanks for the time and let other people, and I give thanks to you hearing all the voice notes on your phone, because I really know, Matt, it is not easy to get into Q95. God bless.
I know that. Of course, I took a little while there this afternoon and edited a few voice notes. A lot of people send voice notes that can't seem to get through. Let's take a few phone calls. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Hi, Matt. Good afternoon to you.
How are you doing, sir?
Good. Matt, I think there's something that we're missing, and I'd like to raise it so that Clem in particular can sort of make his own assessment and maybe call back if he wishes to comment. But there's some who feel, including people like Tony Astafan, that the law as it's written should be interpreted in a very broad way. And in order to in order for it to be interpreted in such a way that it benefits them, they will have that broad interpretation. And I believe that Mr. Astafan's interpretation of the area in relation to one, according to the law, not having to live within the constituency in order to qualify to vote in that constituency, a section of the law that says, you know, despite the fact that you live, say, let's say, for example, you registered in the Mau constituency and now you live in the Sufria constituency, you don't have to live in the Mau constituency in order for you to vote in the Mau constituency, despite the fact that you're in another constituency as a resident, you're still allowed to vote in that constituency where you are registered. I believe that Mr. Astafan is using that in his broad interpretation to basically say that you don't have to live within Dominica in order for you to be qualified to vote in Dominica. So if you were to use that broad interpretation, let's say, for example, in defense of someone in court, you could say, for example, that, okay, this person has lived overseas for more than 5 years, but hey, the law says that they don't have to live within the constituency in order for them to qualify. So living outside of it, living overseas, does not disqualify them because the law says that they don't have to live there in that constituency. In order, you understand where I'm coming from?
I'm following, yeah.
Right, and I believe that that is what he is effectively saying. He's simply interpreting it in a broader context. And if we read into that, we understand that, then we can understand the intention behind his statement.
All right, caller. Thank you. I mean, simple people, I don't know all this technical jargon. People want their voter's ID. People want their voter's ID. Why do we have to make this so difficult? Hello, 127. Hello. Yes?
Yeah, Matt. Good afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, Matt, you know, no government, no politician, Matt, is going to give you something that is going to disenfranchise them. None of them. No politician. Even ones who will come into power after changes might reject certain changes that will even disenfranchise them themselves. And that is politics. There is nothing wrong with that. Matt, I saw a sea of people last Sunday on the port on the bayfront in Roseau, Matt. And that sea of people told me, and keep in mind, that is without buses at the Prime Minister block. That means there are hundreds and thousands more at homes who couldn't make it to that bayfront. Which means the United Workers Party has enough. I could understand 2014, but this time around, the United Workers Party has enough support. The leadership is popular enough not to have to worry about whether I'm popular or not, or whether people are going to follow me or not. All the dynamics are in place. that a stand could be taken by the United Workers' Party and ensure electoral reform in Dominica. The only thing that is missing is will, political will. Now, a lot of people talk about, well, you're outside and you're thinking and you're thinking. And, you know, quite a few diasporans called me this morning and told me, you know, that it's time some diasporans speak because these people don't understand. You know, Matt, United Workers' Party need to worry about the diaspora because if the United Workers' Party goes into this electoral cycle, accepting elections without electoral reform, and they lose, I'm telling you, the support financially, economically, materially outside here from the diaspora is going to dry up. Because diasporans, we are tired, we are exhausted. I myself, these last 4.5 years have been exhausting for me, financially, economically, materially, emotionally. Every day, every other day, you know, it's like most of us, we have shares in these Western Unions and MoneyGrams, you know. It's a daily struggle, and you know, people don't get talking their nonsense, you know. It's a daily struggle, and we're telling you, brothers and sisters, and I'm speaking on behalf of many out in the diaspora, you have to give us some strength by taking a stand.
I want you to be specific there, Zed. What is the stand that you want them to take? Go on the streets? Protest? I don't know. Be clearer, because you seem to be a little confusing there in your directions. Be specific. What do you want the UWB to do?
Here's what I'm saying, and here's what is the cry that is out here in the diaspora. If the United Workers Party is going to partake in that election without an electoral reform, they are going to have to accept the results of this election. The only other option that they have is to take a stand before this election. And I think they can take a stand without any violence, without any iota of violence, because they have the masses and they have the support, they have the will of justice, they have the will of righteousness on their side. And I think there comes a point where the people have to, you know, have to tell one man, essentially one man, and two other people in the police force and 50 other policemen that we want this and this is ours and you have to give it to us without any violence. And what I am saying is, there is the masses are there, the will of the people are there, there are independent voices that are there, and all it is taking is leadership will. That is all that is required. It is leadership will. And so this is not a conversation of Roosevelt's carrot anymore. This has nothing to do with Roosevelt's carrot. The momentum is there. Everything is in your court. Everything is in your court at this juncture. We can get electoral reform peacefully in Dominica. That is what I am saying, if we want it. If we are not getting it at this juncture, it's because the people do not want it.
All right, thank you. So you need to want it, according to Mr. Lloyd. 131, the diaspora is calling for you to go out, I imagine, and ask for it in a peaceful manner. Hello. Are you there, caller? No, you're not. We have to take another call. Everybody wants to speak, but we have limited time. Hello, talk to me.
Hey, Matt, how are you doing, my brother?
How are you doing, my brother? How are you?
Fine, thank you. Matt, you notice even in that discussion here that they are moving away from talking about dealing with the dead people on the list, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a reluctance by this government, by Gerald Burton, to remove even the dead people from the list, Matt. And Clem asked a very significant question, Matt. Do we need legislation to clean up the list? Because as far as I know, Matt, we have existing legislation which makes provision for the periodical cleaning of the list by way of removal of the dead people and the overseas voters, Matt.
Mm.
And Gerald Burton is sitting there for all those years with legislation that can enable him to do his work, Matt. And he's not doing his work, Matt. And he's saying that he's looking forward to more futuristic legislation. Legislation that would, in effect, Matt, facilitate the stealing of the election, Matt. Because, you see, Matt, up till now, they're not telling us how they're going to make arrangements to facilitate all voters who are registered living overseas, Matt, even those in Timbuktu. You check? They're only telling us about the little areas where they are accustomed of soliciting votes, Matt. And that is why this is suspect, Matt, because we know that the dead people on the list, Matt, we hear about ghost voting. You must check out your partner, Floyd Capitole, Matt, to find out about those things, Matt. We hear about ghost voting, Matt, and we are concerned that even when they go overseas to verify voters or to confirm voters, Matt, they may be even bringing in people, Matt, to vote on dead people's name, Matt. So all of those things, Matt, that is why you notice quite conspicuously that they do not even want to remove the dead people from the list. because that is what has been facilitating their stealing of the elections from since 2005. So, Matt, we are on to them, Matt, the people of Dominica. And again, I agree with Jefferson Lloyd. We need other people, Matt, individually and collectively, to decide, okay, well, enough is enough, and we're going to stand up, and no matter what, Matt, the numbers are on our side. If the masses of Dominicans, for example, who are on the Bay front on Sunday, Matt, decide to take a stand, to stand up, and the other thousands who are at home, Matt, what police force in Dominica can stop them, Matt? We need to take a stand, Matt. We've decided that we want electoral reform, and we're going to have it peacefully. We're going to stand up for it, and we're going to ensure that the government gives us electoral reform and stop stealing elections. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Desperado is now bigger. Big, big, bigger. Satisfy that desire for more. Drink the big, free 30ml bottle of Desperado. A favorite for the ladies, a must for the guys. Enjoy the free 30ml Desperado Red. Same great taste, but more. But more. 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 Desperado Red, free 30ml, is now available. Special pricing on quantity purchase. Suggested retail, $5.78.
$5.78 a bottle.
Wholesalers, retailers, consumers, get your big Desperado from Josephine Gabriel Distributors Limited on Woodbridge Bay. Call 448-2194. Email sales at josephinegabriel.com.
Rocket launch in 3, 2, 1.
Yay, Daddy!
Launch postponed.
Start your day strong with milk filled with essential nutrients, calcium, vitamins, and protein. Dutch Lady, building strong families.
To always be there for you is what we aim to do. Devotion tried and true. Encouraging wider availability of one very important utility. Yeah, we're talking about electricity. It's the IRC. Laying down transparency while promoting greater efficiency, regulating with integrity. It's the IRC. IRC, we take on the fight. Rise to the challenge and defend your rights. Yeah, yeah. While enabling viability.
Establishing standards, protecting interests, facilitating competition, inspecting, testing, protecting the environment, protecting health and safety, while promoting regional cooperation. The Independent Regulatory Commission, IRC, always there, always for you. There
for you. IRC, always there.
Located at 42 Cox Street, upstairs to Perky's Pizza Building. Call us at telephone number 440-6634 or 615-6635 or 295-9335.
Easy Polymer Notes. Cleaner, safer, stronger. Cleaner. EC Polymer Notes are cleaner and more hygienic because they're resistant to dirt, moisture, water, and other liquids. Safer, EC Polymer Notes have advanced security features which make them more difficult to counterfeit. Stronger, Polymer Notes last at least 3 times longer than paper notes.
EC Polymer Notes, cleaner, safer, stronger.
Dominica, get ready for the 10th annual Bagatelle Pork Fest 2019. Friday, May 31st to Sunday, June 2nd. On Friday, May 31st, All-Star Band, Stasha, Shamika Sorrento, Colton T, First Serenade Band, Asa Bantan, and DJ Median. On Saturday, June 1st, Danger Band, 767, Ra, Kex Mafia, WCK, Triple K, DJ MJ, Kwan from 8 p.m. till. And on Sunday, June 2nd, Ecstasy Band, Colin XP, Soft Experience, Dr. Miguel Labadi, Jelena, and friends. Admission $10 before 10 p.m., $20 after. All children enter free on Sunday for Family Day with lots of games. Lime and spoon, face painting, bouncing castle, and more. The 10th edition of the Bagatelle Pork Festival. Friday, May 31st to Sunday, June 2nd. It all takes place at the Bagatelle Plainfield. Mouth-watering dishes like black pudding, smoked pork, broth, kebabs, roast pork, sweet and sour jerk stew, and so much more. The 2019 Bagatelle Pork Fest is in partnership with the Government of Dominica and sponsored by J. Astafan and Company Limited, H83 Wichich and Company Limited, Springfield Trading, Jollies.dm, Discover Dominica Authority, Ministry of Tourism, Malcolm Stephen. See you there!
Pool party.
The rumor is true. The buzz is all over town. It's happening. The ultimate pool party. Yes, you heard right. The ultimate pool party like no other. It's going down at La Flavis in Layou Park. Friday, May 31st from 8 p.m. Performing by the poolside. Some of Dominica's hottest DJs. And hear this. The People's Band. The Powder Band. The Rhythm. Juicy Band. Triple K Band, baby. All these powered by Adding Song. The price is only $15 for ladies and $20 for men. Ice Cold Kubulis on special all night long. As for the kitchen, it's gonna be bubbling. Whatever happens at La Flavis in the pool remains right here. Special prizes for the sexiest and most attractive swimwear. It's a pool party like no other. Friday, May 31st from 8 p.m. at La Flavis in Layou Park. So, race it!
Ready, ladies! Ready, ladies! Ready, ladies! Ready, ladies.
It's 1:40 in the afternoon. Never enough time. I know, I know. You're calling every line and you are unable to get through. Some people, I will agree, occupy the lines a little too long. But we'll have to bring some control on that, okay? Matt, somebody's making an observation there. At the panel discussion on Wednesday, one question was asked, which was, can Haitians vote in our elections? Ms. Barron, the foreign minister, answered and said, no, they can't. Then right after, the attorney general interjected and added, if they have a Dominican passport, they can. No one can prevent them from voting. They should be allowed to vote. Maybe sometime next week I'll go out and pull out that clip there. But very interesting, yes, I observed that too. Very interesting observation. In one breath, the attorney or the foreign minister was saying no. And the next breath, the attorney general was saying yes, once you have a passport. Therefore, the question remains, are there sinister moves to Haitians to get their passports in order to vote? Was the Attorney General hinting at something in the process of plans by the DLP? Just a question. One observer is noting at this time. Yes, I will get that clip there. I noted that to talk about, but it's a good time you brought it up. We'll discuss that next week. And 1:42, yes, once they have their passports, according to the Attorney General, they can vote. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Matt, good afternoon, real quick. Matt, how are you? Good afternoon. Just for the listeners, Fontaine Hill, how are you doing?
Uh-huh.
Matt, you know, one thing I want to make a contribution to that meeting, what you just spoke about. Matt, you saw the point when the opposition leader was about to speak, when he stood up and he was about to speak. At that point, if I was him, I would have asked the state to ask whoever was presiding over that meeting and then walk out. Ask whether that the military fatigue and the soldiers that was placed there outside, were they brought for towards the purpose of the need or for him or for the people?
Well, something happened to your phone there, Jason. You might have to try calling back. 1:33. We can't waste any time. There are many people, other people trying to get in at this time. Hello. Check your phone. Hi. Yes?
You want to hear what the evangelist tell us
at the consultation have to say, and also the bishop. If they are the ones who put this. Because that's where I see nothing of there. Dominica is going through a problem. We have a big problem, Dominica. Because we want our reform. We'll get it, you know. But we have to make sure the evangelical people, the people of God, speak their mind, let their burden know. Let them speak to their burden. Let him hear what their opinion on that.
All right. I'll tell you what. Maybe you should go to the next meeting planned sometime next week with the civil groups and the church. They have another meeting, you know, similar in nature. So try to get to that meeting. 144, I am hoping that the Attorney General comes to that meeting. 449, maybe the Foreign Minister again, and other like-minded people. Hello, talk to me. Hi. Yes.
Good afternoon, Matt. Oh, Lord, not know I trying to get
I
you.
I know. God, sorry.
May God bless you, Matt.
Thank you.
May God shelter you under the shadow of his wings. I just want to say a little prayer for the country, Matt.
Go ahead.
Almighty and most everlasting God, who does govern all things in heaven and earth, merciful hear the supplication of thy people, and grant us thy peace all the days of our life through Jesus Christ. Father of peace and God of love, grant us your peace. Send your peace to the world. Take from the world the threat of war and bring in time from the world. Time when nations will live in.
Hello? I think she's gone. Of course, at this time, I think it is very important at this time to play this one, Loved by So Many. Let's go.
Can you hear me? Are you listening anymore? Hello, God. If we're still on speaking terms, can you help me like before? I've questioned your existence. My resistance leaves me cold. Can you help me go the distance? Hello, God. Hello, hello. Oh, this old world has gone to pieces. Can we fix it? Is there time? Hate and violence just increases. We're so selfish, cruel and blind. We fight and kill each other in your name, defending you. Do you love some more than others? We're so lost. And
oh, Shirley, I hope I'm very happy that you're loving the song in the afternoon. Shirley Past Travel.
Are you listening anymore?
Say hi to Shannon and tell her stay strong, okay? Somebody's saying, Matt, I know all the emphasis is on the Electoral Commission, but no one is talking about the registering and assistant registering officers that doesn't do their work. The people in the communities registering the voters. Keep your eyes on them, okay? There's a lot of inconsistencies taking place. Every single line is going crazy at this time. Hello, God. Hello, God.
Hello, God.
This is the talk in the block. Keep praying for this country. Appears as a dark shadow.
Please forgive us, for we know not what we do. Hello, God, give us one more chance to prove ourselves to you. Hello, God, hello.
Hope you're listening. Let's go back to the telephone. Oh, I missed that call. Are you there? Yes?
Hello, Matt?
Yes, I'm here.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you, yes.
I listened to the discussion, you know, a couple nights ago. And that what I really got coming out of it, both sides seem to hold their ground. I have not seen any willingness on the part of the Electoral Commission to introduce the electoral reform. And as though we have not made any movement at all on the issue, except I would see the chairman saying that, I don't remember the exact words, but words to the effect that he would not recommend, he would recommend that there be any electoral reform, at least not for the election.
Because, you know, kind of emphasizing that because of time.
Yeah, so he's talking about because of time, but Matt, we can go till May next year. We can go till May of next year. It's all
well, maybe Mr. Gerard Burton knows that elections may be called. I'm saying maybe he has that information when election will be called. But the people can wait, and they're calling for electoral reform.
But, Mark, Guyana had a situation a few months ago where a vote of no confidence basically toppled the government. And right now they are preparing a brand new voter list for the election, which they hope to have later this year. So, I mean, and Guyana's population is many, many times that of Dominica. Guyana has hundreds of thousands of people. I think they're a little under a million, but they have many, many times more the population of Dominica. Antigua has done it in about 4 months, and all the islands have been doing it. Now, this gentleman, what he's trying to tell us that from May this year to May next year, he still don't think it's enough time. But this thing is even sounding ridiculous. Good afternoon.
All right, thank you, Matt. On Saturday, I was informed of a young person who told me that they, along with a few other young people, were invited by a registering officer to register and told them that she was acting on behalf of one of the Labour Party candidates. A lot of coco macaque seem to be going on. I want you guys out there to keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. Hello, talk to me on the telephone.
Matt, I noticed the Foreign Affairs Minister is saying that there has not been one reported case. You see, Matt, that is so deceiving. You know, not one reported case. So that is to say that if nobody reports it, it's not happening. That's what she's basically saying. But trust me, Matt, it is happening. Dominicans have to start reporting. We have to start reporting, so that it will be recorded, because right now it seems that there's no record. Dominicans have to start, and the people in the polling station, when they raise objections, they have to keep copies of it. Somebody has to tally it, and somebody has to make sure it gets recorded. So that famous foreign affairs minister, when she talks, she'll have to talk differently.
I'm sure the foreign affairs minister is aware of the complaints that have been made over the years. I mean, come on. 151 is
good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you, yes.
And how are you?
Well, I'm trying my best. They're trying to control the phone calls. Hello.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon, Dominica.
Yes.
One, we have to ask the question to the chairman of the commission. What have caused him to change his mind from the stand that he took in 2008. We would like to know what really altered that thing. And then he's coming back in 2019 and telling Dominicans that they don't need electoral reform. Good afternoon and goodbye.
Good afternoon and goodbye. Somebody's advised me here that the voters list is online. Let people go check their names on freedomdominica.org. Again, freedomdominica.org. Check that list and see if your name is on that list. There are 152. I'm sure there will be an updated list, but the list that is now available, you can check it out and see if your name is on there. Freedomdominica.org. Go and check it out. All right, 152. Hello. Some people may not even be in Dominica and may not have been in Dominica for a while, and their name may still be there. Hello, talk to me. Hi. Are you there, caller?
Brother, what's up?
All right.
Okay. My brother, what's really happening there with the registering voters? There are some people that is not capable that should not be registering people, because there's a penalty for that. And I'm calling on the sitting president in the residence. You need to come out and say something. I am calling on Mary, sir, that is running for Roseau. You need to check the people that you in particular have registered in, because some of them need to go to jail, because what is happening is not right. And I'm warning, I am a watchdog in my area. Any Haitian national that decides to say that they was living in Roseau or elsewhere, anywhere I know, so for Roseau will get to know by the Cabo man.
All right, caller. Keep your eyes like the Cabo man open, eh? Keep your eyes open there. I want you to be very vigilant of what's going on around you. Hello, talk to me. Hi. Hello.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
I have a question for the Foreign Affairs Minister. He said that there is no complaint. During the last election, there was some bribery case against the Labour Minister, and often of them call, and also she said that she was telling nobody to vote for her. She's not she's never a candidate. She's a senator. She look up nowhere. So she wanted to take some example. Tell her to stop lying to the nation. We are not fools.
All right, caller. 155, boy. I can tell you the time is not on my side here. We're trying to take as many phone calls as possible. Hello, talk to me. Hi, yes.
Matt, good afternoon. How are you doing? My got off accidentally. Don't worry about that. Matt, you mentioned we have to look out for the registering officers. But, Matt, let me just say to the public in Dominica that they have to...
Ian, Jason, something is going on there with your line. I don't know what it is, but I can't stay and wait on you, okay? So check your line and call us back. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Yes, good afternoon, Dominica.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
As somebody who lives in St. Thomas, as an American Dominica, one must believe we don't care about our country. A matter of fact, what I miss, Dominica, it is sudden. Dominica, to me, is the place that I want to retire. St. Thomas is nowhere compared. The Virgin Islands is nowhere compared to Dominica. We will always want to play our part for our brothers and sisters, don't get? That's why we're wishing them to make the decision. I'm not in favor of going and protest against Kerry again. We just have to go out and encourage each other, both people abroad and people in Dominica, to vote and vote the saw. Because I believe Kerry is taking Dominicans for granted. And secondly, what the guy trying to say earlier on, the world get harder, not for you Dominicans alone, but it's hard for people live in overseas. It's really hard. And sometimes, yes, we help, but we go the extra mile. Things get more expensive, not in Dominica, but all over the world. So it's important that Dominicans start to make wise decisions to help their people abroad. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you too. God bless you too. Let's try to squeeze in one or two for a phone call. We'll take a final break, and we move over to Digicel. I'll be back on your radio tomorrow morning. Imagine the morning on a Saturday. A lot of inspiration there on a Saturday. So we do it differently on a Saturday morning. So join me tomorrow morning for a very beautiful Saturday, inspiring Saturday morning. Okay? Join me then. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
They go in the barrel. When they go to church of the bishop,
uh-huh.
And they want, when the bishop say, you know, is that you want some fair election, you know, you listen to them. It's because they're fasting 1 year and come out the other year. And you can't be going to church and for you being a kind of thing there.
But let me make a point to you as you talk about church. You remember maybe a few weeks ago, Joshua Francis, the power rep for Roseau South, had a health fair on the Newtong Church, Fatima Church there. A lot of Catholics, the Labour Party supporters were kicking hell because Joshua Francis organized a fair there on the church ground. Now, Just Wednesday, we saw a lot of police officers with guns in the church compound, and nobody spoke. What a hypocritical society we can be.
Yeah, and all of us going to church and ask God for forgiveness, and see we cannot see the committee. Not being real. We can continue going so, brother. Just can't continue going so.
All right. Bishop, I want to ask you, thank you. I want to ask you, Bishop, were you aware of all this military might exposed there on the church ground at the Goodwill Parish Hall? I just, asking out loud there. Hello. A lot of people, shouted out and criticized Joshua Francis for having apolitical activity health for the Newton constituents. People were very angry. Even the spokesperson, Mr. Alvin Knight, spoke out. Nobody's speaking out this time. Nobody's speaking out. Hello, talk to me. Hi. Quickly.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Yes, how are you doing? How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm good. Matt, you the chief of police, Gerald Burton, Francine Baron, Tony Astafan, and Levi Peter, the Chugone in Kaka, and Matt, they're looking for something. You hear me? And Zed, I agree with you. Pachugone Kaka, Kakake Sati Dominic, I am warning you all. And Mr. Charles Savre, you still alive. Warn them, please. Okay, warn them. Mr. Charles Ayatollah Savre, you are alive still. Warn them. Because when you hear something happen, woe be unto those who hold position. And Gerald Burton, the blood of the nation, you will be on all your hands.
All right, caller, thank you very much. It's that time when we have to say bye-bye. Tomorrow morning, join me, please, for inspiration in the morning Saturday. Let's take a break and we'll go join Digicel.
Dominica, we have answered the call of the Nature Island, made a natural choice to introduce Bryson Company Dominica Limited's manufacturing plant. All Dominicans can now enjoy the highest quality, locally made metal roofing and aluminum seamless gutters in a variety of styles and a rainbow of colors at unbeatable prices. Bryson Company is committed to helping Dominicans build better. We're located at the Breezy Mart compound in Canefield. Telephone 617-2468. Bryson Company, building resilience, building for living, building for life.